Blog Talk Radio.
Class has already been in progress already, and
We're just hitting this airwaves about 7:30. I'm going to tell you something, Steve Rush. If you can't get excited about what Yahuwah going to do and the seer's job is to pass down to the elders, the elder teachers, the teachers pass down to the fathers, fathers pass down to the mothers, mothers to the children. That's the protocol. That's the way it is. That's the way it's going to be until return of Yahuwah. He's going to ask you about the protocol. Were you a protocol keeper? Oh, no, I was self-willed. It's okay. Well, you're self-willed, then I'm going to bond you in the fire being self-willed. Hey, father-in-law, you hear that?
I heard that.
You hear that? If you self-will, you will be bunched in the fire. You have to understand this order about everything. Order. If we're in order, we got something coming. If we're not in order, we still got something coming, but what we got coming is going to be that fire. So we're going to throw down the international side and see who all join us for another episode. And, the lead teacher, the lead teacher is right there, so he'd be ready to help you out on every point. Every point, father-in-law.
Right.
So you're going to get what you need in a few more minutes. I'm just going to get in just for a little bit, and I'm going to get on to the side, and I'm going to see the state unfold itself. So I'm going to throw down the international side and see who all joined us, and we're going to get something going on another episode. Second day of the Feast of Tabernacles. This is the second day. And remember, the feast is 7 days. And then on that 8th day, it's called New Beginning. New Beginning, see, right? And you want all the James 5:20 you can get. But when you stand before this man, he will ask you, well, give me a reason why I should not bun you in the fire. How many James 5:20 you got? How many did you put on the right track? Well, no, I was self-willed. Oh, you were self-willed. Well, if you self-willed, according to my rules from my father, you ain't got nothing coming. So we're looking at it as it unfolds. 195 international countries. That's a block of steel. Yep. And what's written? Flashing. All in cap 1-1-0-9-2-6. 1-1-0-9-2-6. Whatever 1-1-0-9-2-6 is, that is the second day of this feast day. We got a lot of memos in. But like I said again, we're just going to ride shotgun real shortly, no doubt about it. So we're going to bring in our elder in. He's going to tell you all about who bring this broadcast. Who bring the broadcast, what the broadcast all about. The elder going to tell us all of that. And I'm going to be reading you some memos.
Well, come on, bring it, bro.
Don't worry about it, father-in-law. You, like I said again, you're going to get your big belly full of fucking dust there, y'all.
Yeah.
You checking me out?
Yeah, bro.
Hallelujah, bro. So look at what I tell you like that. That's the way we like. We don't like it no other way. We don't want it no other way.
I ain't
gonna
come.
Hallelujah. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Tip, Yahuwah beat you up, see you right.
And Yahuwah bless you, Brother C. Israel, to see you well. Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
Well, they already fired up out of Camp 1 about the second day of the feast, they are elders. So they already fired up. They want to hear some more. We're going to give them some more. So, 195 international countries, 1-1-1-0-9-2-6 is flashing. So whatever you got to tell up, take your time and bring your A-game out. Elder, 1 o'clock, come up.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, see you, Israel. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast of 110,926 listeners that came to hear the words of Yahuwah. And you know what? That's a good thing, because we all come with big ears and little mouth, and that's to learn the words of Yahuwah, because we are learning these words. We might not explain it like everybody want to hear it, but we're going to say it just like it's written in the book. What does it say in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 5? 5 says, I suppose I was not a whit behind the very chief apostles. Well, I might not have been able to put it the way that they put it, but in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 6, it says, though I may be rude in speech, but not in knowledge, but we have been thoroughly made manifest among you in all things. Okay, so that means that a teacher can't learn from his students, but having knowledge, he gains experience by teaching. Now, a student that's learning from a good teacher can possibly learn and teach the word of Yahuwah one day themselves. This shows well in all the six camps that teach, because we have came to hear the things that most of us can hear. And some listening, they could never understand. This is what the teaching does in our camp. Yahuwah ministry makes all this misunderstanding possible. Most of us came to see things in the Bible through proper teaching that some looking can never find. They can't even find the book of Genesis till we tell them where to turn. It's the misinformed that can do none of these things. This is why the word of Yahuwah that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. We have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts, we're given the knowledge to know that those out there, they camouflage their evil or confused teachings and overly loud bump the gums for their righteous learning, even sometimes using Bible scriptures as verbal weapons. This is why we're here to guide you through these dark times of bad teaching and Christianity. We welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's Ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's Word. Learning how to connect the Bible books for your education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping those Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek. And now you found that which you have sought, and the voices of the true Israelites, tribe Yadav, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We generally don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. Temple class starts at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your current smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. And after you click enter, just under the big iron, you'll see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it says in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Now, I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give. What's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, live? Also, for building a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check our calendar. That calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with all those feast days that come to us throughout the year. The calendar is explained in biblical detail by scripture, what they are, when they begin, and when they end. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time, like now. To get there, open up any search engine. Type in Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking there, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yadav. Click the red live button as soon as this appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses. The first is Tribe. That's T-R-I-B-E, Y-H-D-H, at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is Y-H-D-H, Y-S-R-A-E-L, at gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, we also have a few numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first number is 319, which is our live conference room number. It is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. This program will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine. Three words type on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yadav. Choose the program you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, during the normal broadcasts, we're also simultaneously transmitting on Peloton. We'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites. This is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any on-the-table topics, of the discussed topics, I should say, will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, Riding Shotgun. We will be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, the Elder will block or restrict misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. Remember, when you're trying to win that Bump the Gums contest, what happens? You miss all the Yahuwah's glory which is said unto you. When you're learning, remember we're rehearsing the Righteous Act to learn Yahuwah's words. Remember what it tells us in the book of St. John, chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, but the Comforter, which is the Righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things into your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. So we can remember those things which is said unto us and learn the words of Yahuwah. Keep your Bibles open. Possibly take notes. I'll pass our program back over to our Seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, the Elder, Hallelujah, Rod, that takes on your part. And that will catch you on the bottom part of the second day of the Feast of Tabernacles. This is the second day of the Feast of Tabernacles. This is number two. This is a feast that was ordained by the Almighty. And everything you do is a sign. Everything you do is a sign. Believe it like that, we're going to be fine with the kids ready to bring it in. And we'll give you a couple of ideas about how important you having the sign and know what the sign of this feast day is all about. So, second day, number two. Number two, and all, remember all the gates and all six locations, they'll be open when the sun sets. But we won't come on the network until 7:30. Or Central Time. But don't you think class is not going on already? Soon the sun sets, we already is ready to teach. That is our responsibility to do, is teach. Our responsibility is to teach. And we most likely, and I keep saying that, because what I'm just hearing, that is the whole thing, our responsibility is to teach. So, we'll leave it like that. We'll go find Sister G. If we're to bring it in, we'll get something going on. And then we'll turn it right over to the lead teacher, Elder, of the Yahuwah Israel. We're going to run it back. and ride shotguns on the Sabbath day of feast. Make sure one, remember one thing, on every feast, it's always going to be some drink them up and some eat them up. And we, and that happens. Matter of fact, I don't know what time a class was over on that first day of feast. I don't know what time. I know I heard a rooster out there making some noise. I know I heard a rooster out there making some noise. It was at that time. So we know the feast day go a long time. So what you're doing is you're bonding and you get prepared for what's coming up. And so that's a great thing. So now, right now, this is the second day of the feast. And what we're going to do, we're going to find some tea and bread. We're going to throw a couple on the table. And we'll come right back to some of y'all die in prayer and let the teacher here take it from there. No doubt about it. So when you meet your sister, allow for what you say. Sister Jean Israel, I was y'all die Judah. Yahuwah be there, see right.
Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, Seer Royal. Hallelujah.
We just want to get something going on for a minute or two, and I'm going to run right back and watch it stay on hold, but we got to lay down something on the table pertaining to the second day of the Feast of Tabernacles. How about, let's see where we go by putting in some Luke, chapter 12, verse 12, second day of the Feast of Tabernacles. You're on the clock, come up.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
And at the very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you. The righteous spirit will teach you. So when you talk about a righteous spirit. That's very popular there. You say it to Israel. The righteous spirit will teach you. We woke up in the book of Jubilee, and let's find out a little bit more what you just got through saying. Right, the spirit will do the teaching. Let's find out, let's get a perfect example in Jubilee chapter 16. Matter of fact, read verse 27, just get warmed up. Jubilee chapter 16, verse 27, and we'll get warmed up right there. Then we'll back up to 16, verse 17. Jubilee 16:27, again, bag right back up and pick up at verse number 17. Thank you, Sister G. Okay. Hallelujah. Hey, I like that spirit. So, 16:27, what did it say?
Jubilees, chapter 16, verse 27. He blessed and rejoiced, and he called the name of this festival the festival of Yahuwah, a joy acceptable to the Most High Yahuwah.
You mean the feast, this feast will be all right now, and all of this feast day, what is the definition of the feast? This again in verse 27. One more time, verse 27. One more time in 27. Say it again. Read it again.
He blessed and rejoiced, and he called the name of this festival the festival of Yahuwah, a joy acceptable to the Most High Yahuwah.
So this feast ain't got nothing to do with the six anointed camps of horses of the true Israelites. It ain't got nothing to do with us. Of course, we know we was nowhere near when Abraham received his information. So now we're going to back up to verse number, what verse is that again?
17.
Verse 17. And we'll find out a little bit more about this. Think of verse 17. And take it spell down to verse 26. Let's see what it says,
Jubilees, chapter 16, verse 17 through 26. But in Isaac, should his name and offspring be called, and that all the offspring of his sons should be polluted Gentiles for the northern kingdom and be counted with the northern kingdom. But from the sons of Isaac, one should become a righteous offspring and should not be counted among the northern kingdom.
Hold on for a minute. In this case for here, you don't bring in southern northern kingdom to after 13 chapter 11. So right now this is called a They don't even basically have no children. I mean, children barely right here. This is way before that. So this is in Abraham's day. So we got years to come along before we can get to a southern northern kingdom. But right now, this is talking about a prophecy of children of Israel coming out of Abraham, laying it down on what Abraham did. Abraham between Abraham and Moses 500 years. So in between, you got Esau and Jacob in between that. So we got a long time before we get on southern and northern. Right now, it's just a prophecy going on with Abraham receiving something from Yahweh. Let's find out what he's saying again in 17:15.
So his son should be what?
Just read what you see. Read the way you see it, because it's going to pan itself out. Because right now it's real early. It's real early in the time right now.
Okay. But in Isaac, should his name and offspring be called, and that all the offspring of his sons should be Gentiles and be counted with the Gentiles. But from the sons of Isaac, one should become a righteous offspring and should not be counted among the Gentiles.
Hold that point. Let me get in on that. So they prophesied about a son that's going to come out of Isaac, that to come. Even in Abraham's day, so this is a prophecy about now, but the one that's going to come out of Isaac is going to be the one that's going to be not Gentile, but all the rest of them going to be Gentile. So there's a prophecy on it already. Matter of fact, I got to pull a rabbit out of here and find out a little bit more on that. Over that point. So that's a prophecy of everybody that comes out of the descendants of Isaac, but one of the sons and all the rest of them gonna be called Gentiles. Now, hold that point. Let me dive into that and investigate that point. Get the red back there in a minute. Let's run to Romans chapter 7. Let's run over to Romans chapter 7 and let's investigate that real quick. Romans chapter 9, let's investigate that. Let's investigate that same conversation in Romans chapter 9 and let's pick it up at verse number 6. And look what it says in Romans chapter 9, verse 6. Let's do a little precept now, Sister G. Israel. Let's see if we tie some of this conversation going on. And Paul's going to pull that verse. See, Paul, he's pulling that verse right now, right here in the 9th chapter, verse number 6. Romans chapter 9, pick a verse 6, come on.
Romans chapter 9, verse 6. Not as though the word of Yahweh has taken none effect, for they are not all Israel, which are of Israel.
Seven.
Neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall your seed be called.
Yeah. So there goes Paul pulling that verse way back there in Jubilee. Look what it says in verse 8.
That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of Yahuwah, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed.
Oh, so right then and there, if the prophecy was laid on the table with Abraham hundreds of years before the birth of the son gonna come out of Isaac, hundreds of years before the birth that will come out of Isaac. Right there, not right in Middle East again. So we'll let that sit right there. Because right there, that might be a Luke 24, 31, 32. So it might be a Luke 24, 31, 32. It just might be that. What it says in Luke chapter 24, verse 31 and 32.
Luke chapter 24, verses 31 through 32. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. 32. And they said one to another, did not our mind burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures?
Yeah. So when you open up the scripture, what happens, your mind will start burning. That was happening. So what we read way back there on the left side of the book, which the precept is letting you know it's a prophecy told to Abraham. That was a prophecy told to Abraham about something that he get ready to do, and he was dealing with the feast of Yahuwah. But you let Abraham know that you have Isaac coming out of your loins, and out of Isaac gonna have some children, and one of your sons gonna be the children of a covenant, and the rest of them gonna be Gentiles. And that's talking about Esau. So all that is going back to the left side of the book. But stop off in Mark chapter 9, verse 11, down, 9 through 11. So sometimes, it takes time. But in the fourth chapter of Mark, verse 9 through 11 says what? What it says, Sister Israel?
Mark chapter 4, verse 9 through 11. First. Mark chapter 4, verse 9. And he said unto them, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. 10. And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable. 11. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of Yahuwah, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables.
Yes. For a lot of times, when those that believe they got an understanding, it's going to be full as east meets the west. So we understand that's why we start all our classes earlier and in the sixth anointed class meetings hours before we come on the network. So a lot of things we be able to go over and break it down to those that first part that you got to follow the rules of Yahuwah to receive the way Yahuwah is telling you. The only way you understand is about follow the rules of Yahuwah. Follow the rules of Yahuwah, what he got written, then you understand what he got on tape. You hear that, Father? You got to follow the rules.
Yeah.
If you follow the rules of Yahuwah, then you understand what Yahuwah brings. Like case in point. Here go a rule of Yahuwah. In Deuteronomy 28:6-8. Let me get it. Watch this rule right here. Here's another rule. In Deuteronomy 28:6-8. Now listen to this rule what Yahuwah says.
Deuteronomy chapter 28.
Okay.
verse 68. And Yahweh shall bring you into Egypt, polluted for Mizraim, land of bondage, again with ships, by the way whereof I spake unto you. You shall see it no more again, and there you shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you.
Now, prophecy of it, the children of Israel were going into captivity, but the most important thing of the captivity, who all going into captivity? According to verse 68. Take a shot at that, Father Lord. Who all going to captivity according to verse 68? Who all going to captivity? Take a shot at it. Take a shot at that, verse 68. Who all going to captivity? See? That picked up that he been out. No, what he was for speaking. You didn't look at verse 16. Look down to 68 again. We'll come on back. G. Israel, now read that verse one more time. Listen real carefully about who born in the captivity.
All right, read it again, sir.
Okay, here she comes. Verse 68.
And Yahweh shall bring you into Egypt, polluted for Mizraim, a bondage, again with ships, by the way whereof I spake unto you. You shall see it no more again, and there you shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you.
You see that? So you won't be sold as bondmen and bondwomen. Meaning that when you were in the captivity, not only the male was in the captivity, the female also went into captivity.
Yeah.
So the way you went into captivity, that's how you got to be delivered. You will be delivered with your female and the male.
Yeah,
so when the woman breaks away from the male, you understand something. You went into captivity tied to the hip with that man.
Mm.
The only way you're going to get out of captivity, you got to tie yourself to the hip to that man.
Because
when you were in the captivity, it was bond men and bond women.
Yeah.
And you both were sold to your enemy.
Yeah.
As bond men and bond women. Yeah. So the only way you're going to come out of this captivity, you got to hook back up with that man, and that man got to lead you out of the captivity that you were laid in by your enemy. And the only reason you were laid in by your enemy, G. Israel, back up to 28 chapter, 28, back up to verse 47, and let's find out how did we get into captivity.
Yeah.
See, Father Law, we're taking notes. Father Law, take all the notes now, Father Law, but we can know these things. We got all the grandbabies here, everybody's here. These grandbabies got to know one thing. The only way you'll get out of this captivity, you must be trained at the age you are right now to be able to see the enemy of bondage immediately, and that's what these classes are all about in the 6th anointing camp. Now, this is real good in verse 47. You'll see. This is real good.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 47 through 50. Because you service not Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, with joyfulness and with gladness of mind, for the abundance of all things. 48. Therefore shall you serve your enemies, which Yahuwah shall send against you, in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon your neck until he has destroyed you. 49. Yahweh shall bring a nation against you from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue you shall not understand. 50. A nation of fierce continents, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young.
Now, He said, you won't serve your enemy.
Yeah.
He said, because you don't serve me with gladness and being happy on what I put on tape. He said, now, the bond men and the bond women, you won't serve your enemies because what I got on the table, you don't want to serve me, so I'm going to serve, you going to serve your enemies. And not on that, battle the verse 25. Listen good what he said in verse 25. Then we'll skip down to 20, verse 46. Look at 25 and 46.
Yahweh shall cause you to be smitten before your enemies. You shall go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. 46.
Hold that for him. Right there. Hold that for him. Right there. Now, Father, you hear that? So he talked about a people that's going to be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. He said, whatever kingdom they find you in, you're going to serve your enemy.
Right.
So where these people is, he said, wherever you're going to be at, you're going to serve your enemy. He said, that's what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you don't want to serve me, you're going to serve your enemy. Now, listen to this. In verse 46, listen to this. Right.
46. And they shall be upon you for a sign and for a wonder, and upon your seed forever.
Hold that part right there. Now it's going to be a sign on you forever. You say you have a sign on you. Since you don't want to serve me, and guess what the sign is in verse 37. Hey, father-in-law, this is real good, the sign. And all the grandbabies up in here, this is real good, grandbabies. This is real good at this sign. In verse
37.
This is real good.
30s. And you shall become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations, whether Yahweh shall lead you.
Now watch this, father-in-law. Grandbaby number one. What is your race? What are you?
Me?
Yeah, who are you? What is your race? Who are you? What's your nationality? Tell me, grandbaby. Whatever you are, what you been taught you are. Who are you? What grade are you in?
Fourth.
You're in fourth grade, right? What are you? We know you female, but what else? What do they say you are? What? You are what? What?
I'm intelligent.
Okay, we know you're intelligent because you're here, you're in class. But are you African American, Negro, Black, Color? What are you? You're African American? Okay, grandbaby number one. Grandbaby number two, what are you? You're in sixth grade, right? You're in sixth grade.
Yes, I'm smart and intelligent.
And you're smart and intelligent. And what are you? What are you? Right, what's your nationality? What is your race?
My race?
Yeah, what are you? Black, African American, Negro, color? What?
I am mixed with.
You mixed with what?
Black.
You black?
And white.
You black and white. Okay, good. You're in sixth grade and you're black and white. All right, grandbaby number three. Who are you, grandbaby number three? Who are you?
I'm a third grade.
You're a third grade?
Smart.
Are you smart?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, now, hold on. And you had plenty of time to take care of this. Now, see, you got to take care of this when you see what I'm saying? See, we try.
They
don't
listen to me.
That's right. Come on, grandbaby. Who are you, grandbaby? You what? Black. Okay, so grandbaby black. What grandbaby cool with?
Me.
Okay, come on, grandson. What are you? What are you, grandson?
Me.
Yeah, what you are? You are who? What grade you in?
Fourth.
to incorporate.
Yeah.
Okay. Who are you? They say, who are you? We know you're intelligent and you're smart. Now, who are you?
I'm North American.
You what? African American?
Yeah, African American, yeah.
You're African American. You see that?
Yeah.
You see that fire and low?
Yeah, I wouldn't know if you were asking some more questions.
Well, no, I'm going to get that out of the way. So now we find out. Now we come back to the Bible.
I want you to drive over.
Now we come back to the Bible again in verse number 47. Now listen real good. Hey, follow along. Listen real good. I mean, we got the captain over there. We got Kay over there. So now he know what he got to do when he get home now. Now he know what he got to do. So he know now in writing because he heard it from himself. Verse 47, come on.
Because you service not Yahweh, your Yahweh, with joyfulness and with gladness of mind for the abundance of all things.
All right. Keep going. Get 47 on up a little bit.
48. Okay. Therefore, shall you serve your enemies, which Yahweh shall send against you, in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon your neck until he has destroyed you. 49. Yahweh shall bring a nation against you from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flyeth, a nation whose tongue you shall not understand. 50. A nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. 51. And he shall eat the fruit of your cattle, and the fruit of your land, until you be destroyed, which also shall not leave you either corn, wine, or oil, or the increase of your kind, or flocks of your sheep, until he has destroyed you. 52. And he shall besiege you in all your gates, until your high and fenced walls come down, wherein you trusted throughout all your land. And he shall besiege you in all your gates throughout all your land, which Yahweh, your Yahweh, has given you. 53. You shall eat the fruit of your own body, the flesh of your sons and of your daughters, so which Yahweh, your Yahweh, has given you, in the siege and in the straitness wherewith your enemies shall distress you. 54. So that the man that is tender among you and very delicate, his eyes shall be evil toward his brother and toward the wife of his bosom and toward the remnant of his children, which he shall leave. 55. So that he will not give to any of them of the flesh of his children whom he shall eat, because he has nothing left him in the siege and in the straitness wherewith your enemies shall distress you in all your gates. 56. The tender and delicate woman among you, which would not adventure to set the sole of her feet upon the ground for delicateness and tenderness, her eyes shall be evil toward her husband of her bosom, and toward her son, and toward her daughter. 57. And toward her young one that cometh out from...
Hold on. Read verse 56 again. Now, this is what it says.
The tender and delicate woman among you, which would not adventure to set the sole of her feet upon the ground for delicateness and tenderness, her eyes shall be evil towards the husband of her bosom, and toward her son, and toward her daughter.
And so he says, it's going to come a place, he's telling Moses, it's going to come a time when that delicate woman you're looking at right now is going to be hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
She's not going to be delicate no more. She's going to be hardcore. our eyes gonna be high onto the low. He always gonna have something to say back to you. And they say, I can't believe it. Yes. One of these days, the woman that you're looking at, she has 10 years right now, she's gonna be hard for it. She's gonna be, well, she's gonna tell you, if you don't get right, I'm gonna put my foot for the sun, on you when the sun don't shine. That's how she's gonna speak. Otherwise, the protocol back in the time of Moses' days, that was a prophecy of the women would no longer be delicate. They will be out of order, according to that verse. So now, the reason why my grandbabies all made an error on what they said, we're going to investigate what happened. This is the reason why my grandbabies all of them made an error on what they said they are. Now we're going to show you what happened. Let's go to Proverbs 31, verse 1. This is good. I'm going to find out what happened. It's real good. Let's find out why all my grandbabies made an error on who they are. Going back to Proverbs 31, verse 1. Let's find out why. What it says in 31, verse 1?
Proverbs. Chapter 31, verse 1. The words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him.
His mother taught, and this is another name for Solomon. So Solomon's mother taught him. Now, let's find out exactly how long she's supposed to teach him. Now, so Solomon's mother taught him. Now that's found out how long do the mother supposed to teach that child. Let's run over to the book of Kings and help me out there, brother John Jay Israel. I need to pull a rabbit out of the head in the book of Kings. I need to know the timeline that a mother responsibility and all my grandbabies, what's the oldest? What's your age? 11 years old.
Okay, good.
So 11 years old and down. Let's find out how serious this business is. You want to find out in the Bible how serious this business is. From a timeline that the mother will come out the womb taking care of some business. Now, if you find it for me, from the Yahweh Israel, if you can find out before me, or put the kids, you find out before me about the person you're looking for, how long do a mother got to make sure she's on the point of teaching the baby? How much time she got? We want to read that. We want to read how much time the mother has. Because all of my grandbabies was wrong on who they said they were. We're going to find out how much time do the mother have to get the grandbabies and get everybody in order. Then the father will tell you exactly what you do after that. Exactly. See, once everybody, if you do the Bible, they're going to all be all right if you do the Bible. So we're looking in the Bible to see exactly how much time to a mother hell. Get straight. Let's go to 2 Kings chapter 11. We're going to take that mother to Israel. We're going to 2 Kings chapter 11 and see exactly how much time do a mother have to get busy on the baby. How much time they got. In the 11th chapter, particular verse 2. We're going to 2 Kings 11 verse 2. Now this is real good.
Second Kings.
We're going to see how much time that the mother got to get busy. We're going to 11th chapter, verse 2. Listen to this.
Second Kings, chapter 11, verse 2. But Jehosheba, the daughter of King Joram, sister of Ahaziah, took Joash, the son of Ahijah, and stole him from among the king's sons, which were slain. And they hid him, even him and his nurse, in the bedchamber from Athaliah, so that he was not slain. 3. And he was with her hid in the house, the temple of Yahweh, 6 years. And Athaliah did reign over the land. And 4. And the seventh year, Jehoiada sent and fetched the rulers over hundreds with the captains and the guards, and brought them to him into the temple of Yahweh, and made a covenant with them, and took an oath of them in the temple of Yahweh, and showed them the king's son. 5. And he commanded them.
How many years does it take to the mother supposed to teach the baby, and what year do they turn them over to the minister? And we just got to read. How many years the mother got to be in from birth to what year is from after that point you got to turn them over to the minister? We're reading the whole time. It's real good. And verse 3 and 4. This is real good. I can get out. So we heard all our grandbabies was out of order. We heard it. Now, what would you read in verse 3 and 4?
And he was with her hid in the temple of Yahweh 6 years. And Athaliah did reign over the land. 4. And the seventh year, Jehoiada sent and fetched the rulers over hundreds with the captains and the guard, and brought them to him into the temple of Yahweh, and made a covenant with them, and took an oath of them in the temple of Yahweh, and showed them the king's son.
Ain't that right? So now how many years do a mother got to get busy with the baby? How many years?
6 years.
Did what they do after 6 years?
The 7 years they sent and fetched the rulers over thousands.
Yep, and what they bring them to? And what they bring them to in the 7 years?
The temple.
Oh, so how many seven and under is how many get them aged again? Grab eight. Get them some eight.
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 Nine.
Okay.
11.
11.
It's 8, 9, 9, 11.
What about you?
Me?
Yes.
Nine. I already said it.
Nine.
Yeah.
So you think everybody got past 7?
Mm-hmm.
Now look, now you see what happened? Now y'all see what happened? So from the last 2 years, every last one of them grandbabies spoke in well. From 7 to 9 to 11, where are they supposed to be in according to the Bible?
They actually was in the temple. They was in the temple when you was on campus.
We got that, but evidently,
they just got a mama that's worldly.
Okay. Oh, that happened?
Yeah.
Okay. But
here's
the point.
Too, like
so now we see now a mother's responsibility is from the womb to do what? According to 31 verse 1. Read again, Israel. A mother's responsibility from the womb to do what? In Proverbs 31 verse 1.
Proverbs chapter 30, verse 1. The words of King Lemuel, Solomon, the prophecy that his mother taught him.
So his mother supposed to teach him. How long again for the cake?
6 years.
Then what did he do in 7 years?
In the temple.
In the temple. They turn him over to the temple. And when they get 7 years on and up, they turn him over to the temple. So now, let's run over to Titus and give back the witness of Israel. So now we see how we got to get to this Bible. That's the only way we want to help our loved ones. We have to understand that the responsibility that we have to be taught what to do but according to the Bible. So the reason why we're in the position we're in right now, because our offspring is not being taught. And that's why they end up with somebody that's un-Yahwali and causes all kinds of problems in their life. Because of the teaching is not there. But once the teaching is there, they know how to make a move according to the Bible. Say, no, old supervisor, you go on about your business. So now, let's run to Titus there, G. Israel. And we'll look at verse Titus. Titus chapter, we'll make it, whatever. What do I want? What do I want? We want Titus chapter 2. Now, we know the timeline. Now, watch this, what it says in Titus chapter 2 and pick up verse 3. Titus chapter 2, verse 3.
Titus chapter 2, verse 3.
Take it down to verse 8.
Titus chapter 2, verses 3 through 8. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh the righteousness, not false accusers, not given too much wine, teachers of good things. 4, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. 5, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of Yahuwah be not blasphemed. 6, young men likewise, exhort to be sober-minded. 7, in all things, showing yourself a pattern of good works, in the doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity. 8, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you.
So, what we're going to find out now, Super K, what time do the aged mother supposed to start teaching the young, and what do they teach, and what do they supposed to be teaching? What age should the sound woman, the mother, start teaching? You already told me,
6 years
old and 70 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what do they all be teaching from 1 year old to 6 years old?
Good thing.
According to the Bible, what are they going to be teaching according to 2 verse 4? Read again, G. What will be taught? Let's see what will be taught. Because a lot of times, the women is taught, look at those no good old guys, you got, you know, they have on high. No. What you got to teach is what's written in the Bible from birth to 7. This is what you got to teach the young men and the young women.
That they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. 5, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of Yahuwah be not blasphemed. 6, young men likewise, exhort to be sober-minded, in all things showing yourself a pattern of good works, in doctrine, teaching, showing uncorruptness, gravity, and sincerity.
So now we know what God be taught. So wait a minute now. So we find out that the mother supposed to be tough. But look what it says in 39 verse 17 of the book of Job. This is real good. Let's see what it says in 39. And listen real good, just in case. Listen what it says over here in 39, verse 17. Let's see what it says in 39, verse 17.
Job. This is an Job chapter 39, verse 17. Because Yahweh has deprived her of wisdom, neither has he imparted to her understanding.
Wait a minute. If Yahweh just deprived her with understanding, then what she gonna get her understanding from? Read that again. This is real good. This is Kate. This is real captain. I'm 39:17. Read this again.
Because Yahweh has deprived her of wisdom, and wisdom neither has he imparted to her understanding.
Oh. So Yahweh is not dealing with the woman. So he's not dealing with the young man, the woman. He have done what again in verse 17? One more time for Jezebel. Listen real good now.
Because Yahweh has deprived her of wisdom, neither has he imparted to her understanding.
Oh, so now we got to find out then what we got to do. If we to help the babies, we got to first find out what mama got to be teaching, and we find out mama got to be teaching good things, and mama got to be teaching to raise the babies to say, I got to show you how to love your to be husband, love your to be wife. I got to show you what to do. And that's what happened with Solomon in 31 verse 1. So now she got to find out what she got to do to get this understanding of what she got to do. Because the protocol is not going to change.
Unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Yachta Judah unto Gaza, which is desert.
All right, well, that's it. For the first day, the Memphis Spirit got to intervene. So the Memphis Spirit told Philip, hey, Philip, I got a job for you to get up and go take care of some fish. Get down to verse 29, we'll see how the next. We have a next in verse 29.
Verse 29. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join yourself to this chariot.
Okay. So the Spirit is telling exactly what to do. Now, you go catch this guy going down to the southern kingdom. He's coming down to sit from God. You go catch up with him. Let's see what Philip did in verse number 30 when he was told to do something. Let's see what he was Let's see what he got in verse 30.
Verse 30. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the seer Isaiah and said, understandest you what you readest?
Uh-huh. He asked him a question. Philip caught this man in his chair and read. And the first thing he asked him a question, hey, Mr. Chariot Rider, do you understand what you're reading? Let's see what he says in verse 31. This is good for the case. Verse 31.
Understand. And he said, how can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him.
Okay, good. Now, look at the case. If the woman been fried from the knowledge of Yahweh, and what do she do now to get this knowledge of Yahweh, according to verse 31? According to verse 31, what got to happen is we read in 39:17, the woman has been deprived from dealing with the Almighty one-on-one. So she has no message from him. So what she got to do according to verse 31?
Except some man should guide her.
There you go right there. So that's the first thing mom got to be. Make sure she be what?
Yes.
She got to be what?
Got it.
Got it. By who?
A man.
Oh! So there goes your protocol. So how you gonna teach the baby the proper way unless you guide it by who?
Man of Yahweh.
Now let's read that. Israel, let's read that, 37 verse 12. So now this man got responsibility. Let's find out what kind of man got to be on the table from day one. Now let's go on to 37 verse 12. What kind of man got to be on the table from day one? 37 verse 12 to see Israel.
What?
What kind of man is going to tell you from day one? So this is the responsibility of the mother for the first 7 years to get them prepared to turn them over. So they won't make the same mistake that we keep on making over and over again. They got to be trained to make sure they line up with their age. 37 verse 12. What is it saying to Israel?
Of what?
The rock.
Of what?
37
verse 12. The rock, chapter 37, verse 12. But be continually with a Yahwali man, whom you know is to keep the Torah instructions of Yahweh, whose mind is according to your mind, and will sorrow with you if you shall miscarry.
Oh! So, Sister K, for the first 7 years, you got to remind them about a relationship that they got to be pondered up in the mind to come with what kind of better hand, what kind, male or female. They got to make sure if they female, okay, they got to continue with what kind of person.
Yahwali.
A what?
A Yahwali man.
And what about the Yahwali man? Say what?
Who keeps the Torah?
The Yahweh just can't be a Yahweh man unless he do what?
Keep the Torah instructions.
There you go right there.
Knowing and keeping.
Knowing and keeping the Torah instructions. Well, then he's going to make a decision according to your instructions. So when you turn your baby over to a man, he got to be a man of Torah instruction. You just can't be a man making up $200,000
and got 5, 14
shows on.
You gotta be doing all the rest of
that. Yeah, there you go. Now you know you have done your part. So that's when you know you have done your part. When you have a man of Yahweh that keeps the Torah instruction, and you let him do his job, and then you receive information from him, and then you take it to leave it to the children for the first 7 years. Then after it comes 7 years old, you make sure you continue teaching, but you make sure they get one of the ministries to be brought up from that point on. That is your responsibility. But after 7 years old, you supposed to let them be in the ministry, then they come back and tell you what they learned. Then they'll be in a position when they're out there in the world to know exactly what to look for. Can't no slick talking with it say one thing to them, but they're going to say, are you keeping the Torah instruction? I don't know about no Torah instruction. What is his name? I don't know his name. Well, you go about your business. You see that? That's why you got to start early with this information before they even get out there. And another thing you got to do with them, let's go to the 15th chapter. Look at Jesus, Graham. You're going to give a couple more in and turn them to the lead teacher. Damn. Let's go to the 15th chapter, verse 37 of Numbers. This is what you got to put in the babies while they way down there. And all my grandbabies are past 7 years. So right now they're 2 years will be in 2 years in the making. This was got to happen in the first 6-7 years. They got to know about this right here. They got to know their nationality, who they really are, and they got to know what's said over here in 15, verse 37, down to verse 40. What is this in G, Israel? Numbers, chapter 15, 37 through 40.
Numbers. Chapter 15, verses 37 through 40. Numbers chapter 15, verse 37. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, 38, speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generation, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a riband of blue. 39, and it shall be unto you for a fringe, that you may look upon it and remember all the Torah instructions of Yahweh and do them, and that you seek not after your own mind and your own eyes, after which you used to go a-whoring. 40, that you may remember to do all of my Torah instructions and be righteous unto your Yahweh.
So, Sister Kay, what before we teaching the babies for the first, especially male and female for the first 7 years, about what? Because we just got to read in 37 and 15, 37 to 40. What do they supposed to know about according to verse 37 through 40?
Fringes. Borders and the ribbons.
They supposed to know about that before they even go to kindergarten. They supposed to know about fringes and the borders of their garments.
Yeah.
Is that what we read?
Uh-huh.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to 22 verse 5. See Israel. 22 verse 5 and 12. Listen good. Deuteronomy 22 verse 5. And what else they got to know? Let's see what else got to be taught to them while they before they 7 years old. From birth to 7 years old. What else got to be taught to them? 22 verse 5.
Deuteronomy.
And 12.
Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 5 and 12. The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment. For all that do so are abominations unto Yahweh, your Yahweh. 12. You shall make you fringes upon the four quarters of your vesture, wherewith you covereth yourself.
Uh-huh. Now, what does that say, Sister Kay? What does that say? In 22, verse 5 and 12, what does that say?
That the woman shall,
what she do before they teach the baby?
She shall not wear.
Not wear what?
That which pertaineth unto a man.
And what pertains to a man that we can read? Let's see what pertains to a man that we can read. We're going to find out what pertains to a man out of the Bible that we can read. Otherwise, they both do not have on what pertains to a man that we can read. Hey, father-in-law, you hear somebody?
No, okay.
You pay attention, father-in-law? Okay, good. We find out now. Because, see, father-in-law, you played a great part, too. By you being the elder, the father-in-law, you got to always...
Right, you ain't finna wear them clothes up out of here.
Huh?
Right.
Okay, well, we finna take a little peek.
You remember what I just said?
Right.
I'm talking. Right. You is not finna wear them clothes up out of here,
child.
Huh? Now check the lead.
Okay, we got where? We're looking for a verse there, Brother Yahya Israel. Can I find a verse that I need that what do man's where we can read? Yes, can I find that verse? I'm going to make sure father-in-law hear this. Well, if father-in-law got to monitor these things now, since you're in the grandbaby's life, you got to monitor this Bible and make sure everybody lined up the Bible, but we'll be sure you why in a minute. One of these, all these things I'm talking about. I'm going to show you in a minute.
What verse is this?
This is 28. Come on, this is 28. All right, we're going to this 28.
Yeah, one,
two. Hold on, we got to get a couple of turn over to Brother Yahya. Yeah, yeah. Let's find out what a man wears that a woman supposed not to wear. And let's go take a look at it, verse 28, verse 42. Verse 42. This what a woman is told not to wear that pertains to a man. We're going to read it right now in 28, verse 42. 28, verse 42.
Exodus 28, verse 42. And you shall make them linen breeches to cover their nakedness, from the loins even unto the thighs they shall reach. And they shall be upon Aaron and upon his sons when they come in unto the tabernacle of the congregation, or when they come near unto the altar to minister in the righteous place, that they bear not iniquity, sins, and die. It shall be a statute forever unto him and his seed after him.
And what is that again in verse 41, that the man wear forever? Man supposed to have it on forever in verse 41?
41.
Make it
42. And you shall make them linen breeches that you cover their nakedness, from the loins even unto the thighs, they shall reach.
that right there. So when we read 22 verse 5, what is they saying again? One more time, Israel. We want to be clear that we are one. Read 22 verse 5 one more time.
And you shall make them linen breeches to cover their their nakedness, from the loin even unto the thighs shall they reach.
Well, hold your point, Jesus. Come on back to Deuteronomy 22 verse 5, and let's see if we tie this in. Deuteronomy 22 verse 5. What are we supposed to be teaching our babies from 1 to 7 years old? And lead by example in one step. 22 verse 5.
Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 5. The woman shall not wear that which pertain unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment. For all that do so are abominations unto Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Oh, so we see what we got to do for the first 7 years of the case? Okay, we got to turn over. So now, what is, break down that verse 5, what is they talking about for the case? In verse 5, what is they talking about?
They speak to me that a woman should have modest attire on.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 12. Yahweh shall open unto you his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto your land in his season, and to bless all the work of your hand. And you shall lend unto many nations, and you shall not borrow.
Oh, so Yahweh is going to bless our what? So what Yahweh is going to bless on us? Look at that. Who going to tell me what Yahweh is going to bless on us? In that verse 12. What is Yahweh going to bless on us in that verse 12?
Good dress.
No, no. Well, rest. Some of you is rest past your wrist. No, rest past your wrist. Your hand.
Your hand. Your hand. Work with your hand.
So he going to bless what?
Your hand.
So he going to bless your hand. So Yahweh said, listen, I'm going to bless your hand. Now, since we know Yahweh is going to bless our hands, let's go see what he got written in Proverbs 31. And we're going to see it. We know if we apply the Bible, Yahweh is going to bless what?
Your hand.
Your hand. Okay, keep that in mind. See that thing repairs our wrist? That's what Yahweh gonna bless. Now let's see what he gonna bless your hand to do what? Let's go to 31 and take it to verse 10. Let's go to 31 verse 10 and take it down to verse 19. This is real good. He gonna bless your hand to do what? Proverbs 31 verse 10, 3 verse 10, just one quick minute. 31 verse 10, G Israel, what it say?
This Proverbs chapter 1 verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies.
Now, right there. Now, that's a big verse. Listen to this verse one more time. Look at loud me, Israel.
Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies.
Who can find a virtuous woman? Now, if you find one, her price is how much again?
Far above rubies. Far above rubies.
Right. How do you find a virtuous woman by doing Psalms 119, verse 4 and 104? Now, this is how you find out what do this mean. Now, this is real good on what this means by going to 119, verse 4 and 104. Let's find out the answer, the number one answer to this. My grandbaby, this
Psalm.
Is real good now. This is real
Psalm.
Good.
Chapter 119, verses 4 and 104. Psalm chapter 119, verse 4. You has commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. Verse 104. Through your precepts I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way.
Oh, so Sister Kate, how you know you're in the right ministry? How would you know if the better half is teaching you right? What would they do in the Bible to make sure you're on the right track where you have no doubt? What would they do for you, according to who just got your reading? They will teach you what?
Understanding?
No, according to what you got to read about. 104 and 119. What is the better half's job is to teach you? According to verse 4 and 104.
Keep the precepts. Keep
the precepts. Oh! So once your better half shows you precepts, then you both will say, okay, he'll show me what got to be done, because he didn't think out his old mind. He showed me what? What?
Precepts.
All right, listen to this now. Let's go to 28 verse 10. That's what the G is there. Listen to this now. 28 verse 10. So when you know you got a Yahweh man, he going to teach you what?
Precepts.
Precepts. Yes. See, you can't speak your old mind when you're doing precepts. You have to teach. See, precepts put your mind out of the way. That's the key when you're doing precepts. You can't use your own mind because you know what the Bible says in the precepts. Look at that, 28 verse 10. Listen good. Some G Israel, come on.
Of what?
Of Isaiah, 28 verse 10. Listen good.
Isaiah, chapter 28. Precept must be upon precept. Precept upon precept. Line upon line. Line upon line. Here a little and there a little.
So, Sister K, we must do the what?
Here a little and there.
We must do the what? Here a little and there a little.
Precept.
I
precept.
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 Precept. What? Now let's go back and read again, 31, verse 10. Come back to let's read one more time now. Now, that's right, grandbaby. Precepts. So, When the better half show you precept, that's the end of it. 31 verse 10, what does it say?
Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies.
Now, how will we find the answer to that question by doing what?
Precept.
There you go, grandbaby. Precept. All we can get this answer right here is precept. Now we're going to precept in 12 verse 4. Now let's find out how you find a virtuous woman. Now here go the precept answer to how you find a virtuous woman. Here go the Bible precept. Proverbs 12 verse 4.
Proverbs chapter 12 verse 4. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bones.
Ain't that something? What is the virtuous woman again?
Crown for her husband.
Ain't that something? Y'all hear that?
Yes.
So a virtuous woman is a woman that is a what?
Crown
to her husband. So there go our virtuous woman. So he said, who can find one? But when you find one, she out. What is she again?
A crown to a virtuous woman.
A crown, right. A crown to her husband. You right. Okay.
That means all the mind is keeping a crown on who?
On her husband.
Her husband head. That's all she want to do is make sure she got a crown on his head.
Hallelujah.
Now that's a virtuous woman. So a virtuous woman put her whole attention on making sure she's a virtuous woman by doing what? In 12 verse 4. Look what Bible says to Israel.
A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband.
But
she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bones.
Ain't that something? And the one that, you know, the one that you say, the one that talks back. Or one got always got to have their eyes on high and they talk back. That's the same to a king. So that old person's one that always makes sure the crown stays on her man's head. And what she do not do is run the mouth when he says something. Now, look what it says in 13, verse 5, and 2 Corinthians behind that. See, the Bible tells us, look, all we got to do is be able to read the Bible, and once we apply the Bible, guess what? Our captivity is over. But when we put the family back according to the Bible, our captivity is over.
Yeah.
Look what it says in 13, verse 5, down to verse 8. 2 Corinthians, chapter 13, 5, 3, what is it? That's in Corinthians, chapter 5, chapter 13, verse 5 through 8. What is this to do with them? What happened? Read that more, dear Israel. 2 Corinthians, chapter 13, verse 5 through 8. What happened to the G? What's going on, WCC? I don't hear it.
Well, I had to put you on hold for a minute.
Okay. What is love dear Israel, knock that out real quick. And we're going to run back to Proverbs and get a couple more in. We're going to pass it on. We come back to Proverbs and we get this out of the way. So we got to do what? This is real good. Come on, love dear Israel.
2 Corinthians chapter
13. Okay, what does it say?
Verse 5.
What?
Examine yourself.
Oh! Yes, okay. Examine yourself. Go ahead.
Whether you be in the covenant, prove your own self. Know you not your own self? How that Yahweh's son is in you, except you be reprobate. Verse 6. But I trust that you shall know that we are not reprobate. Verse 7. Now I pray to Yahweh that you do no evil, not that we should appear approved, but that you should do that which is honest, though we be as reprobated. For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth.
You said we can do what?
Nothing
against the truth. So the truth is truth, and we got to go by the Bible. Now let's see how, remember, we got the blessing with past our wrist. Now let's see what our wrist will be doing. Now he says, take up our wrist right now. 31, verse number 11. Sister G. Israel, 31, verse 11. Take it down to verse number, take it down to verse 20. Let's see what's going on. 31, verse 11 to verse 20. Listen to God. 31, verse 11 to 20.
Proverbs chapter 31, verses 11 through 20. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 11. The mind of her husband does to safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. 12. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. 13. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. 14. She is like the merchant's ship. She bring her food from afar. 15. She rises also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. 16. She considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hand she planteth a vineyard. 17. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arm. 18. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. 19. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. 20. She stretches out her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches forth her hands to the needy.
Verse 26.
26. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the Torah instruction of kindness.
Verse 20 again.
20. She stretches out her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches forth her hand to the needy.
Verse 19. So you see that same path you're with. You see that same path you're with will be doing. Verse 19.
19. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff.
So you know what she's saying? She said, look, I need a sewing machine. I need a sewing machine so I can make babies the clothes and get some fringes on them. So I got a blessing in my hands. So what I want is a sewing machine. That's what she's saying. I want a sewing machine so I can put some garments together and keep my belly ass looking good, skinny and green, and the baby. So I got to take me a sewing machine. Because my hand past my wrist don't get me right. Verse 16.
16. She considers a field and buyeth with the fruit of her hand. She planteth a vineyard.
Oh, if you be out there in the garden, while you at work, she out in the garden getting things together. Is that what we mean?
She considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hand, she planteth a vineyard.
Oh, she'd be right out there in that garden while you're at work, land, getting all them potatoes, bananas, and get everything ready. And that's what we read. Yeah. If we read that. So the blessing's in the hand. Right?
13. She speaketh will and flex and worketh willingly with her hand.
She do it what kind of way?
Willingly.
Willingly do it. That means she's making the clothes, she's making the fringes, she got everything laid out, she got her fringes on, the other half got his fringes on. Get what kind of mind he'll have in verse 12. What kind of mind would he have when he know all that's going on up under his roof? Verse 12.
She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life.
Read that again.
She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life.
And how do we feel in verse 11?
The mind of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of toil.
Ain't that something? It's me about to tell all that stuff of it. You can't you hear that now? That's how I'm doing a whole lot of talking, ain't it? Let's come back and let's wrap this up. Some G's regular closing statements. We're going back to that. Jubilee, chapter 17. I think it was 16, 17. Take it right on down to verse 26. My back, read verse 27 one more time. Because it's the seventh day of what? What if this is the seventh day of what, according to what we in? What is the day called, according to the Bible, in Jubilee 17:27? What is the day called? This is G.S. Hey, father-in-law, listen to this right here.
Jubilees, chapter 16, verse 27. And he blessed and rejoiced, and he called the name of this festival, the festival of Yahweh, a joy, acceptable to the Most High Yahweh.
Oh, so what we are on the second day is the festival of Yahweh. It ain't about the six anointed captains. It's about the festival of Yahweh. Now, back up to verse number 16 and read on down to verse 27 and close the statement. What is it? Think of the verse 16 down to verse 27 and close the statement. Come on.
Verses 16. Down to 27. Jubilees chapter 16, verse 16. We returned in the seventh month and found Sarah with child before us, and we blessed him, and we announced to him all the things that had been decreed concerning him, so that he should not die until he should beget six more sons, and saw them before he died. 17. But in Isaac should his name and offspring be called, and that all of the offspring of his sons should be Gentiles, and be counted with the Gentiles. But from the sons of Isaac, one should become a righteous offspring, and should not be counted among the Gentiles. 18. For he should become the portion of the Most High, and all his offspring had fallen into the possession of Yahweh, that they should be to Yahweh a people for his possession above all nations, and that they should become a kingdom and priests and a righteous nation. 19. We went our way, and we announced to Sarah all that we had told him, and they both rejoiced with very great joy. 20. he built there an altar to Yahuwah who had delivered him and who was causing him to rejoice in the land of his sojourning. And he celebrated a festival of Yahuwah in this month for 7 days. Near the altar which he had built at the well of the old. 21. He built tents, booths for himself and for his servants on this festival, and he was the first to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles on the earth. 22. During these 7 days, he brought a burnt offering to Yahuwah each day to the altar, consisting of 2 oxen, 2 rams, 7 sheep, 1 male goat, for a sin offering that he might atone thereby for himself and for his offspring. 23. As an offering of thanks, he brought 7 rams, 7 kids, 7 sheep, and 7 male goats, and their fruit offerings, and their drink offerings, and he burnt all of the fat of it on the altar, a chosen offering to Yahuwah for a sweet-smelling odor. 24. Morning and evening he burnt fragrant substances and frankincense and incense and sweet spice and nard and myrrh and spice and aromatic plants. All these seven he offered, crushed, mixed together in equal parts and pure. 25. He celebrated this feast during 7 days, rejoicing with all his mind and with all his soul, he and all those who were in his house. And there was no stranger with him, nor any other, or any that was uncircumcised. 26. He blessed his creator who had created him in his generation, for he had created him according to his good pleasure. Yahuwah knew and perceived that from him would arise the plant of righteousness for the eternal generation, and from him a righteous offspring, so that it should become like him who had made all things. 27. He blessed and rejoiced, and he called the name of this festival the Festival of Yahuwah the Son, a joy acceptable to the Most High Yahuwah the Father. 28. And we blessed him forever and all of his offspring after him throughout all the generations of the earth, because he celebrated this festival in his season according to the testimony of the heavenly tablets. 29. For this reason, it is ordained on the heavenly tablets concerning Israel that they shall celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles.
All right. Exodus G, read verse 21 and close the
tape.
Read verse 21 and close the tape.
He built booths for himself and for his servants on this festival, and he was the first to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles on the earth.
Oh, so the Feast of Tabernacles on the second day of the Feast of Tabernacles. And this is when it started, and the Feast of Tabernacles got nothing to do with the camp. It got them to do with Yahuwah and blessing Yahuwah. So he's keeping a feast of tabernacles to keep the shit Yahuwah, because he the one established this to Abraham 500 years before Moses. Look at Israel, you were taking on your body, your hell tight and grand style. What you going to say behind that is?
Thank you, Seer Israel, for connecting the books and see royal. Don't be in the congregation of the dead. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hey, the elder get his final thought in the Feast of Tabernacles. And we're going to lead teacher elder to end it off before we submit one thing. That's why we got to be clear. Every feast day is always the teaching and the understanding why you're doing what you're doing. Then the evil dragon, which there will be a whole lot of eating, whole lot of drinking. Short. But you're going to know what it's all about on the Saturday of the feast. Oh, did I ever for his frozen talk on a second day of the Feast of Tabernacles? Elvis, tell me you're the clock, come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Sir Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And thus far, we've had an excellent lesson, I would say. And we've learned quite a bit thus far, and I'm pretty sure we have a lot more to learn. That's why, you know, I always say that a teacher can't learn from his students, especially when we got a good teacher. But having knowledge, he even gains more experience by teaching. Now, on the other hand, a student can learn from a good teacher, especially paying attention and being able to teach the word of Yahweh themselves one day. And this shows well in all the six camps that teach. And knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's words and connecting the books for your biblical education. And I guess that those that are listening can't believe that this Bible holds so much information on each broadcast, even things about your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek. And now you found out what you have sought and the voices of the true Israelites, tribe Yadah, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We generally don't have a class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday, current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We're also using a website address. To get there, open up any smart device. On the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under this big line, you're going to see some choices. One of these choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, you'll get and see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh Live. Also, for building a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Also, while there, one big note. Don't forget to check the calendar. That will keep you in tune, your family and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. To use this, on the search line, type three words, Yahweh Radio Live. When you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yadah, and click the red live button. As soon as it appears, you'll be right into the live online broadcasts. Now, we also have a few email addresses that you can use. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh at gmail.com. The other is yhdhysrael at gmail.com. These are both for biblical subjects or related topics. We have a few numbers also you can righteously call with Yahweh in mind. The first is the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is an international number. This is where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone, the 6 million accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, if you've happened to miss the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated on Fridays after 10:30. To get there, type in 3 words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click on it, look for the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yadav. Just choose the program you were late logging into, or now any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, one big note that we probably didn't mention before, during a normal Broad Talk broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting on Pell Talk. We are listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites. This is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online air to discuss any on-the-table topics will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, Riding Shotgun. We are taking no comments off topics or more than 2 text questions answered at a time. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, the elder will either block or restrict misuse. Also, if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pell Talk. We have just as smooth audio on Pell Talk as we do on Broad Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But remember, don't try to win the Bump the Gums contest when you're being taught the words of Yahuwah. What happens? You miss all of Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you. Remember, we are rehearsing the Righteous Act. So we can continue to rehearse the Righteous Act. Keep your Bibles open. Possibly take notes. I'll pass our program back to our Seer Israel and say hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Of the ministering spirit, he said.
Read it like you see it.
Okay.
the book of Hebrews, polluted word for evil. Chapter 1, verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7. And the angels, and of the angels he said, who maketh this angel spirit?
So we talking about, everybody understand that terminology, right? Angel. We understand that. Now let's see that I broke it down in verse 14. What is another name for these angels?
Book of Hebrews, Louis Word Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
14. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation?
But they are, another name for the angels is minister spirits. They are sent forth to minister to those that are heirs, meaning you come through the bloodline of where salvation is. Let's see what bloodline did this salvation. What was it? Who was given this role, the salvation? Right to the book of Matthew, Captain Irvin, Israel, C. Roy. Let's see who this salvation from. For in the book of Matthew 1, verse 21. Captain Irvin, Israel, C. Roy.
Matthew chapter 1.
What salvation for?
What bloodline is this salvation for? Matthew chapter 1, verse 21.
Yes, sir.
And she shall bring forth
the son. Now, this is talking about the Miriam.
She's going to bring forth a son. Go ahead. And thou shalt call his name Yahuwah.
They're going to call his name Yahuwah, but the name that the world calls is Jesus, right? We know his name is Yahuwah. Go ahead.
Hallelujah.
For Yahuwah shall seal his people or save their people.
Now read that again.
Yahuwah shall save his people from their transgressions.
So he's going to save his people. Now who is his people? Who would that be? Let's see if we can get an identifying marker. Let's see. Let's peep at him. First of all, then we're going to look at and try to compare who his people is. Let's write to the book of Revelation. It's ABC, BC, right? See by Revelation chapter 1. We're going to see if we guys can get an identifying mark. You know, you look at the picture and you say, well, yeah, that look like me, right? So let's see if we can get an identifying mark on Yahuwah the Son, whom the world called Jesus, right? See, Revelation chapter 1. Let's keep it 1, 2, and 3. So it's A, B, C, B, and C, Roger. Revelation 1, 1, 2, 3. Then we're going to drop down and peep at verse number 10. Then we're going to drop down and read verse number 12 through 15. So it's A, B, C, B, and C, Roger. Revelation 1, 1, 2, and 3. Verse 10. Verse number 12 through 15. So it's A, B, C, B, and C, Roger. Let's see if we can get a identifying mark on the creator of heaven and earth. Revelation 1, 1, 2, and 3.
Revelation chapter
1,
verse 1
to 3, mm-hmm.
10, 12
to 15.
Yes, ma'am. Verse
1.
Uh-huh. The revelation of Yahuwah the Son.
Whom they ignorantly call Jesus Christ, right? Revelation of Yahuwah the Son, go ahead.
Yahuwah the Father, they called God, gave unto him,
Yahuwah
the Son, to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass.
So he sent this revelation to show his servants things which must come, shortly come to pass. Go ahead.
And he sent and signified it by his angel.
But he sent this information by way of his angel. What we read in Hebrews, his minister spirit. Verse number 2, come up.
Verse 2.
Uh-huh.
To bear record of the word of Yahuwah.
So they bear record of this. So he got records concerning what Yahuwah have instructed for his people, right? He left some records. Who bear record of the word of Yahuwah, go ahead.
And the Bible says that he saw. But he had him write down everything that he saw. He left a record. Now let's see if we can read that anybody else leave a record. Mother G of Israel, let's see you right. Let's write to Jeremiah right quick. The book of Jeremiah chapter 30. Mother G of Israel, and let's look at verse 1, 2, and 3. Let's see if Yahweh left records. Let's see who he left this record back. In Jeremiah chapter 30.
Where?
Verse number 1, 2, and 3. Mother G of Israel, let's see
Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 1, 3.
Yes, ma'am.
Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
The word that came to Jeremiah from Yahweh saying.
Saying what?
Verse 2.
Uh-huh.
Thus spake Yahweh of Israel, saying.
Saying what?
Write these all the words that I have spoken unto you in a book.
So he's trying to write down everything I say in a book, right? Verse number 3. Yes, ma'am.
For lo, the days come, says Yahweh, that I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel and Yahdaju.
So we were on the way to learning that his people is who?
Israel.
Israel and who else?
Yahdaju.
And Yahdaju. So his people that he says is Israel and Yahdaju. So let's go back to that Revelation. Let's drop down to verse number 10, Sister ABP. Let's see if we can paint a picture of Yahweh the Son, who the world calls Jesus Christ, right? Verse number 10. Sister ABP, Revelation 1, verse number 10.
Revelation chapter 1, verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the spirit on the Lord's day.
So he said he was in the spirit on Yahweh's day, right?
Yes.
Now, that's very important. So, what day is Yahweh's day? Let's see what day did he say claim to.
Go get something. Make sure you be writing it down.
Brother Irvin Israel, see you right here. Let's see if we can pinpoint. What day is Yahweh's day? Because John said he was in the spirit on Yahweh's day. Let's look at the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse number 5. Captain Irvin Israel, see Roy. What day is Yahweh's day? Because, you know, the world is confused about that simple thing. What day is Yahweh's day? The book of Luke, chapter 6, verse number 5. Brother Captain Irvin Israel, see Roy.
Luke, chapter 6, verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it to them, that the Son of Man is Yahweh, also of the Sabbath.
So he is Yahweh on what day?
The Sabbath day.
And now let's see if we can pinpoint what day is the Sabbath day. Sister K. Israel, see you right there. Let's go to the book of the beginning, the book of Genesis. And let's see what day is Sabbath day, right? Out of the 7 days, which one is the Sabbath of Yahweh? Let's go to the book of Genesis right quick, chapter 2. Sister K. Israel, C. Roy. Genesis chapter 2. Let's look at verse number 1, 2, and 3.
Genesis chapter 2, verses 1, 2, and 3.
Yes, ma'am.
Thus the heavens and the earth. And all the hosts of the
earth.
And on the seventh day, Yahweh ended his work, which he made, and he rested on the seventh day. For all his work which he had made. And Yahweh blessed the 7 day and sanctified it because that in it he had rested from all his work which Yahweh created and made.
So what day did Yahweh bless?
Sabbath.
The Sabbath. Which one did he bless?
The seventh day.
So he blessed the 7 day. That day is Yahweh's day, right?
You hear that, Father? You hear it, right? All right, now.
So when we count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, we find out that Yahweh's day is sundown Friday to sundown Saturday, right?
Hallelujah.
All right, Elder Father-in-law, you want to do a little reading tonight?
Yeah, I can do a little.
Let's go to the book. So he blessed the 7 days. And we say that the Sabbath day is from sundown Friday to sundown Saturday. And let's see how Yahuwah determined his time and of his day. In the book of Genesis, Elder, father-in-law. Let's look at Genesis chapter 1, verse 5. Genesis chapter 1. Let's read verse 1. Then drop down to verse 5. Elder, father-in-law. Genesis, the book of the beginning.
All right. Genesis chapter 1, verse 5.
Read verse 1. Verse 1, then drop down to 5.
Verse 1.
Yes, sir.
Let me drop down to 5.
Yes, sir.
In the beginning, Yahuwah created the heaven and the earth.
So Yahuwah created the heaven and the earth. And let's see how he set things in motion in verse 5.
In verse 5, things were in motion. And Yahuwah called light day, the darkness, he called night.
Go ahead.
And the evening, morning, was the first day.
So when it becomes evening, we go into a new day, according to Yahuwah, right? Let's read verse number 8. Let's see if we can get a second witness. Verse number 8.
You're going to verse number 8?
Yes, sir.
Genesis chapter 1, verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahuwah called. Yahuwah called the infirmary heaven in the evening and the morning was the second day.
Let's see if he is saying the third time in verse 13.
Verse 13,
chapter
1.
Yes, sir.
And the evening and the morning were the third day.
And let's get a conclusion in verse 31. Verse 31.
Genesis. Chapter 1. Verse 31, in conclusion.
Yes, sir.
And Yahuwah saw everything that he had made.
Hallelujah,
so Yahuwah. Behold, in the morning, in the morning,
all right, Cap, you got it going on, Cap.
So Yahuwah determined his day how? How do he determine his day? Elder, how do he determine his day?
He determined his day by the light and the day.
Evening and morning, right?
And the morning.
So when the evening pop in, when the sun goes down, let's see when the evening pop in. We're going to the book of Mark. Let's see when the evening come in. Let's see if we can determine that according to what we can read. Start to the book of Mark. Brother Micaiah Israel, see you right. Let's see if we can grab a little bit of information out of Mark chapter 1. Let's keep at Mark chapter 1, and let's look at verse number, let me see what I'm looking for here. Mark chapter 1, and let's look at verse number 32. Brother Micaiah Israel, the C.E. Roy, book of Mark chapter 1, verse number 32. Let's see when the evening come in. Mark chapter 1, verse 32. Brother Micaiah Israel.
Mark chapter 1, verse 32, right?
Yes, sir. Mark chapter 1, verse 32.
Chapter 1, verse 32. Verse 32 reads.
What do you read?
In at even.
At even.
When the sun did set.
So when the sun set. That begins the what? What begins when the sun gets set?
They brought unto him all their words.
As I would eat. What begins when the sun gets set?
Saturday.
Evening, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when the evening jump in when the sun set. That's what the evening jump in. Let's see if I can pull out a second witness to the fact. I was trying to write it down in Deuteronomy, if my eyes lay hold on it, but so far my eyes didn't lay no hold on it. Let me try it in Exodus right quick, then we're going to move on. The book of Exodus chapter 12. See if we can write it down in Exodus chapter 12. I don't see it there neither. Oh boy, my eyes are on this season. All right, I guess I might as well let that one go, man.
Where you going? Don't worry, don't worry.
glad to let that one go. Already got my old bookie. Get the jar, huh? Yeah, V-T-O-V-O-T-T-Y-W-E.
Yeah.
You can even get the job done, right? Yeah. You don't like to leave things for the guessing game. You want to bring it out as it is written. Let's look at the book, Deuteronomy. Brother Makai Israel, see you right. Deuteronomy 16, verse 6.
Deuteronomy 16, verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6. But at the place which Yahuwah, thy Yahuwah, should choose to place his name in, there thou shalt sacrifice to them, tabernacle, right?
Yes, sir.
Therefore thou shalt keep the tabernacle at ease,
mm-hmm,
at the going down of the sun.
So the ease that jump in at the going down of the sun, right? That's right. It's like to, the book of Genesis, Mother D.F. Israel. Let's write to Genesis chapter 1. Let's follow this train of thought. Now, we got to know what time it is, right? Now, we know that man say a new day begins at midnight, right? They say it's a new day at midnight.
Yeah.
But according to Yahuwah, right, it's a new day when the evening coming. Let's look at Genesis chapter 1. Mother D.F. Israel, let's peep at this thing right quick. Let's get Genesis chapter 1, and let's read verse number 13. And let's read down to verse number 18. Mother D of Israel, if you're right. Genesis 1, verse 13 through 18.
Genesis chapter 1, verse 13 through 18.
Yes, ma'am.
And it reads.
What do you read?
And the evening and the morning were the third day.
So the evening and the morning according to your creator, right? Your king is from the sun go down, you into a new day. Evening in the morning was the third day. Come on.
Yes, 14.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahuwah said,
what did he say?
There be light in the forming,
mm-hmm,
of the heavens to divide the day from the night.
So he said he divided the day from the night with light in the firmament, meaning up in the sky. So he,
and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years.
That's how we determine one day, a month, a year, right?
Yes.
When the light comes and when the light goes. That's how we determine. And the Creator is the one that established that. Verse 15. Mm-hmm.
And let them be for light in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth.
Uh-huh.
It was
verse 16, come up.
16.
Yes,
ma'am. And Yahuwah made two great lights.
Made two great lights, go ahead.
Greater light to rule by day.
So he made one light to rule the day, go ahead.
And the lesser light to rule the night.
Mm-hmm.
He made the stars also.
So all of this was done by your creator, right?
Yes.
He made the sun, the moon, and the stars. Verse 17, come on.
17.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahuwah set them in the firmament of heaven to give life upon the earth.
Verse 18, come on.
18.
Yes, ma'am.
And to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And Yahuwah saw that it was good.
So everything Yahuwah did was good, right?
Yes.
So the evening jump off, the day jump off from evening. When the sun goes down, that begins a new day. That's why we say we entered into the second day of the Feast of Tabernacles. Let's keep it there right quick. Feast of Tabernacles. Brother Captain Irvin Israel. Let's go to the book of Numbers 29. Let's see if we get a timeline on the Feast of Tabernacles. The book of Numbers chapter 29, 13 and 35. Brother Captain Irvin Israel C. Wright, Book of Numbers, chapter 29.
13 and 25 or 35?
Let me see what I'm looking for here. I'm going to do it around there. Why not? I don't see what I'm looking for.
No, you said Numbers 29.
Numbers 29, 12 and 35. My fault, brother.
Okay. Numbers chapter 29, verses 12 and 39. 35, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Numbers chapter 29, verses 12 and 35.
Yes, sir.
And it reads, verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
And on the 15th day of the seventh month.
So he said on the 15th day of the seventh month, right about it.
Ye shall have a righteous convocation.
So last night, we at sundown became the 15th day, according to the Most High. We had a righteous assembly. We had a righteous gathering on that day. Go ahead.
You shall do no servile work.
And we didn't do no servile work. Go ahead.
And you shall keep a feast until Yahuwah 7 days.
So we into the second day, right? And let's see what happened in verse number 35.
Numbers chapter 29, verse 35.
Let it read.
On the eighth day, you shall have a solemn assembly.
So we come back on the eighth day, and we have a righteous gathering again. Go ahead.
You shall do no servile work therein.
If we can't do no servile work, that means that we have to put down our occupation for that day, right? So we don't do no servile work. So we got the 15th day of the seventh month. Now let's see how Yahuwah determined his month since we got the day in order, right? Elder father-in-law, let's see how Yahuwah determined his month now. First Exodus chapter 12. He gave some instructions to Moses concerning the matter. Have we read it? He left records. And did we read that in Revelation?
Yeah.
That he left records concerning his matter. The Revelation, Exodus chapter 12. Look at verse number 1 and 2. Exodus 12, verse 1 and 2. Elder father-in-law. Exodus 12, verse 1 and 2.
Hallelujah. I'm just
making it up. All right, brother.
Exodus chapter 12, 1 and 2, verse reads as follows.
What did it read?
And Yahuwah spoke unto Moses, and Aaron in the land of Egypt, in the land of Egypt, saying,
then what?
This month should be unto you, the beginning of the month.
Mm-hmm.
It should be the first month of the year to you.
So he gave him... Now, he gave them direct instructions, right? Let's see how he operates, Sister A.B. and Phoebe, in the book of 2nd Ezra 7, verse number 21. How do Yahuwah operate? Is he a runaway, kind of guy? Do he give you a little hint about what he wants and ask you to figure it out? Let's see how he deals, Sister A.B. and Phoebe. 2nd Ezra 7, verse 21. That's in the Apocrypha, that little red book we all got around here. 2nd Ezra 7, verse 21. How do the Most High deal?
2nd Ezra, chapter 7, verse
21. Mm-hmm.
For Yahuwah has been straight for an instruction.
So this guy come out.
Great.
He a straight shooter, elder. He tell you exactly where he holds. But he gave you straight to our instructions, commandments, go ahead.
And what they should do to live.
So he tell you exactly what you gotta do to do what?
Live.
To live. And we all won't do that, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead and read out.
Even as they came.
Mm-hmm.
And what they should observe to avoid punishment.
And he tell you what to observe. To avoid punishment. Tell you exactly what to do, in other words, and what not to do. Let's go to Exodus 34. Mother dear Israel, see you right. Let's see if we can get a pack of witness. Exodus 34, 27 and 28 and verse 32. Exodus 34, Mother dear Israel, see you right. Let's look at 27 and 28 and verse 32. Mother dear Israel, see you right. Yes, ma'am. What did it read?
Exodus 34, verse
27. Mm-hmm.
And Yahuwah said unto Moses.
And Yahuwah said to Moses what?
Write you these words.
He said, now look here, Moses. I want you to write down exactly what I tell you to write down, right? Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
For after the tenor of these words, I have made a covenant with you and with Israel.
So he's saying exactly who he in league with, right?
Yes.
See, he made a covenant with you and with Israel. That's what he's saying. Verse 28, what else going down?
28.
Mm-hmm.
And he was there with Yahuwah 40 days and 40 nights.
So he was up there with Yahuwah 40 days and 40 nights. And you know, you can write 10 commandments in 5 minutes, right? So Moses wrote the Torah instruction, and the Torah instruction is the first 5 books. From Genesis to Deuteronomy is what Moses was up there gathering. First 5 books. Go ahead, read them.
He did neither eat bread nor drink water.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote upon the tablet the word of the covenant, the 10 commandments.
The Torah instructions, the first 5 books. Verse 32. Mm-hmm.
And afterwards, all the children of Israel came by, and he gave them in the Torah instruction all that Yahuwah had spoken with him in Mount Sinai.
So Moses told the people exactly what Yahuwah said. That's exactly the tenor of these words. He made a covenant with Israel. Now let's go back and let's see if we can pinpoint who is this Yahuwah and who did he look like. Revelation 1, 12 to 15, to say he did speak and see Roger. Who is this Yahuwah and what is his appearance? Revelation 1, 12 through 15, Sister A.B. is speaking. Let's see, do he look like that guy that we had seeing on the church wall? Revelation 1, 12 through 15, Sister A.B. is speaking. What do he look like?
Revelation chapter 1, verse 12 through 15.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 12.
Yes, ma'am.
And I turned to see the voice that
spake
with me.
Now, this is John, the beloved. He said, I turned to see. So he's looking at something, right?
Yes.
I turned to see who was talking to me. Go ahead.
And being turned, I saw 7 candles.
Go ahead, read on.
Verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
And in the midst of the 7 candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man.
Now the Son of Man is another name that they use for Yahuwah the Son, who the world calls Jesus Christ, right? So this is the one that the world called the Messiah, the Savior of the world, right? He said, I turned to see one, and he looked like the Son of Man. And how did he look?
Clothed with a garment down to his
foot. So he had on a garment, and it went down to his foot, right? Go ahead.
And girded about
the path. So he said he had a golden girdle around his midsection.
Yeah.
This is what his appearance was. Verse 14. What else is we working with here, Sister Amy? Mm-hmm.
His head and his hair.
Come on, Sister Amy. Read that like you see it now. We're trying to inform our children tonight.
His head and his hair were white like.
So his head and his hair was white like wool. And now if you look up the definition of wool, just say the hair of the African American, the so-called black folks, so-called Negroes. So he had hair like our hair. That's the kind of hair he had. And let's see what else about it.
As white as snow.
And his hair was gray. So y'all see this gray on my head. That's what he was looking like. His hair was woolly and gray.
You know what the hell? It looks like you, didn't it?
Nah, you
played too
well.
Hey, what else? You see what's going on with him?
It
looks
like you, huh?
He looks
like you, don't he?
So it's nice to see what we
got to
do now.
And what else is going on with him here?
His eyes were like a flame of fire.
And his eyes were like a flame of fire. Verse 15.
Verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
And his feet like unto fine grass.
Now he said his feet. Now John said, I turned to see who was talking to me, right?
Yeah.
He said his feet were like fine grass. And grass is another is a word, a derivation of brown. So this guy he was looking at was the skin color was brown. Go ahead, read on.
And his voice, as if they were
burning. As if they burnt in a fruit. And if you put anything in the furnace, it ain't gonna come out white, is it?
No.
I don't care what it is. It's gonna come out looking like you, we the people, right? So your creator, he looked just like you, and he looked like me. He had woolly hair, the hair of the Negro, and he was brown, very dark brown, right? Let's see if we can get a second with him, Brother Captain Irvin Israel. Let's find the Daniel right quick. Let's see if we can get a second with him in the book of Daniel, around 10, verse 6. 10:5, 10:6. Let me see what we're looking at.
Daniel chapter 10,
yeah.
Verse 6.
Hold on, don't hold
me to it. Okay. I gotta
get over there.
That's it.
All right.
Picking up at
verse
number 5.
Let's read it to
us.
Give me a chance to get there.
Okay.
You know I'm slow.
You got it. You said.
All right, come on, Cap. Daniel 10, verse 5.
Daniel chapter
10,
verse
5. Hold on, let's read into this storyline. Let's see if I can pull out a few statements before we jump right into it. Well, go ahead. Verse number 5. Come on.
Daniel chapter 10, verse 5.
What did it say?
Then I lifted up my eyes.
Now, Daniel, this is another seer, right? He said, look here, I lifted up my eyes. Go ahead.
And look, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen.
He said, I looked. Now, who is that man coming this way? He said, I looked. And, I seen a man clothed in linen, go ahead.
Whose loins were girded with fine gold of Uphaz.
We read in Revelation he had a golden girdle around his pack, his midsection. Verse number 6 now.
Daniel chapter 10, verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
His body also was like the burr.
He said he had on a green garment. His body was like a burr. That means he had on a green garment. Just like we got on royal blue. Go ahead.
And his face as the appearance of lightning.
Mm-hmm.
And his eyes as lamps of fire.
Go ahead, read on.
And his arms and his feet.
Now, Daniel said, I looked at his arms and his feet. And what were they?
Like in color to polished brass.
You mean he was called a colored person,
he
too?
He was colored too, huh?
So he said his arms and his feet was in color. Like powdered brass. That means brown. And we read that he was dark brown.
Powdered brass. Color.
What they call that chocolate?
Yeah, mocha. The color, that penny. The penny is the color of the penny.
So that's what the savior of the world looked like. He was a colored individual, right? Let's look and see. Now, what was his nationality? Because we asked the kids tonight, what's your race? What's your nationality? she asked that question, right?
Okay.
But let's see what was his nationality. Because he looked just like you. And let's see what his nationality was. Elder? Father-in-law?
Where
we at? The book of St. John, chapter 1. We're going to read into the storyline. We're going to make it dramatic here so the children's eyes are popping. We want them to hear this and understand what's being read. Because it's our job. Hold that point. It's our job, Elder. Let's run to the book of Deuteronomy right quick. Captain, Mother G of Israel, C. Roy. Let's run to the book of Deuteronomy right quick. Let's just make that song, chapter 78. Mother Gear, 1-5. Psalm 78, 1-5. Let's see what is our duty according to what the Creator has given us. Psalm 78, 1-5, Mother D of Israel, see you right.
Psalm 78, verses 1-5.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1.
Uh-huh.
Hear, all my people.
Now, he said my people, right?
Yes.
We read that his people is Israel. We read that. So he said, open up your ear. And that's what we want y'all to do. Hear what's being said and understand it. Give ear, oh my people, go ahead.
To to my Torah instruction.
Mm-hmm.
Incline your ears to the words of my mouth.
So he said, incline your ears to the words of my mouth. Go ahead.
Verse 2.
Yes, ma'am.
I will open my mouth in a parable.
Mm-hmm.
I will utter dark sayings of old.
He said, I'm going to tell you about things of old. That's in the, you know, that everybody don't understand, right?
Yes.
And what do you mean by dark saying? This thing ain't easy to understand. Verse number three. Yes, ma'am.
Which we have heard
mm-hmm.
and known, and our fathers have told us.
Go ahead.
Verse four. We will not hide them from their children.
So we're not going to hide this from our children, right?
That's right.
Go ahead.
Showing the generations to come the praises of Yahuwah.
So it's our duty to show the generation that's on the up and up, right?
Yes.
Come up.
And his strength.
Mm-hmm.
And his wonderful works that he has done.
It's our duty to show the children.
Yes.
Verse number five. Go ahead.
Verse five.
Mm-hmm.
For he established a testimony in Israel.
So he established this thing in Israel. Go ahead.
And appointed a Torah instruction in Israel.
And he appointed the Torah instruction to who?
Israel.
Go ahead.
Which he commanded.
Now that this ain't no request. He commanded our fathers to do what?
That they should make them known to their children.
So that's our duty, to make the children know what time it is, right?
Hallelujah.
Now, our elder, the president of St. John, we found out that he had woolly hair like us, right? And he had that dark brown skin, right? That pretty brown skin, right? And let's see, what was his race? Elder, father-in-law, what was his race in the book of St. John chapter 1? Let's pick it up at verse number... Let's pick it up at verse number 42. We're going to read 42 through 49. Elder, father-in-law.
Hallelujah.
St. John 1, 42 through 49. Yes, sir.
Start with 42 and read as follows.
What did it read?
And he has brought him to Jesus. And when Yahuwah beheld him, he said, thou art Simon, the son of John.
Mm-hmm.
Thou should be called Simon, which is by interpretation strong.
So this word, keep it.
Verse 43.
Uh-huh.
The day following Yahuwah would go forth into Galilee.
So the day following, he went to Galilee, go ahead.
And find Philip and said unto him, follow me.
Verse 44. Yes, sir.
Now Philip was a Bethsaida.
He was a Bethsaida. Bethsaida. Go ahead.
City of Andrew and Peter.
Verse 45.
Verse 45.
Mm-hmm.
Philip found him.
Nathaniel. So Philip went and found Nathaniel. Go ahead.
And said unto him.
What did he say?
We have found him.
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Of whom?
Of him, Moses and the law and the prophets. Be it right.
Moses and the Torah instructions and the prophets, what we call seers. Hold that point. Mother D of Israel, the Seer. Let's run to 1 Samuel 9, verse 9. Let's see where that word prophet, what would it be properly called in 1 Samuel 9, verse 9. Mother D of Israel, that word prophet, what is the proper name on that? 1 Samuel 9, verse 9.
1 Samuel.
Yes, ma'am. What do you read?
Before time in Israel.
So before time in Israel, what?
When a man went to inquire of Yahuwah,
mm-hmm.
thus he spake, come and let us go to the seer.
Go ahead.
For he that is now called a prophet
mm-hmm.
was before time called a seer.
So the word prophet before time, it was called. called fear. So let's go back to that St. John 1. And let's take it to that verse number 45, Elder Father-in-law. St. John 145 to 49.
145.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go back.
Yes, sir.
He will find Nathaniel. He says unto him.
What did he say?
He has found him.
Mm-hmm.
Whom Moses in the law and the prophets. Be it right. I, Yahweh of Nazareth, the son of Joseph.
Yahweh, the son of Joseph, of Nazareth. Verse 46.
Verse 46.
Yes, sir.
And Nathaniel said unto him.
What did he say?
Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth?
He said, look here. Can any good thing come off the south side or west side of Chicago?
Okay, what y'all gonna do?
Can any good thing come out of there? Go ahead.
Philip said unto him.
What did he say?
Come and see.
Come and see.
Verse 47.
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh saw Nathaniel coming to him.
Now, let me let me set the scene up. Now, Yahweh saw Nathaniel coming his way.
Well,
and he heard what Nathaniel said. What did he say, Elder?
And he said to him, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no God.
So they said that his nationality, his race was, he was an Israelite indeed. And let's see what else in verse 49. Chapter 49. What else do you see?
Down verse 49.
Yes, sir.
Nathaniel answered. What
did he say?
Rabbi.
Teacher.
Thou art the son of Yahweh.
You are the son of Yahweh.
Thou art the king of Israel.
He said, you are the king of Israel. Now let's see what Israel, what do they look like? The same as people. Let's first see the book of Amos, right quick, 9. Book of Amos, chapter 9. What do the Israelites call? The Savior of the world, he is an Israelite. He was, he had nappy hair, as they call it, and he had dark brown skin. So let's see, what do his people look like? In the book of Amos, Stephen C. Royal, chapter 9, verse number 7. What do his people look like?
Amos, chapter 9, verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
Are you not children of Ethiopians?
He said, now, are you not? Don't you look like the Ethiopians? Kids, y'all know what the Ethiopians look like, don't you?
What Ethiopians
look like? They look just like you. He said, are you not as the children of the Ethiopians? Who is he talking to? Oh, you who?
Oh, children.
So the children of Israel look just like the Ethiopians. They are brown-skinned people. And we found out that the Savior of the world, he had nappy hair, he had brown skin as well, right? So he looked just like you, and he looked just like me. And he came out of his nationality, his race was Israel. Now let's see what's so synonymous about Israel, Mother D.F. In the book of Genesis 49:28. Let's see what's so significant about Israel in Genesis 49, verse 28. Mother D.F. Israel of C. Roy. Look at Genesis 49, verse number 28. What's so significant about Israel?
Genesis
49,
verse 28.
Mm-hmm.
All those are the
12
tribes of Israel.
So he said, all these.
All these.
So Israel consists of 12 tribes, right? Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And this is it that their fathers spake unto them,
mm-hmm.
and blessed them.
Go ahead.
Everyone according to his blessing, he blessed them.
So Israel is supposed to be a blessed people, right?
Hallelujah. Wow.
And it's 12 tribes. Now let's see if we can get the names of the 12 tribes. Sister K. Israel of C. Roy. Let's find Exodus chapter 1 through 5. Exodus 1 through 5. Let's see if we can get the names on the 12 tribes. Exodus 1:1-5. Sister K. Israel of C. Roy.
Exodus chapter 1 verses 1 through 5.
Yes, ma'am.
Now these are the names of the children of Israel.
Now, the family of Israel consists of 12 tribes that make up the nation, the race of the Israelites. Go ahead.
Which came into Egypt,
mm-hmm.
every man and his household came with Jacob.
Go ahead.
Reuben. Simon. Levi. Judah.
So we got four boys. Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah. Come on.
Issachar.
Yes, ma'am.
And Benjamin.
So we got three more that make seven, right? Go ahead.
Dan.
Mm-hmm.
And the prophet.
Naphtali. Because you want to see who they are, right?
Dan.
Yeah. So you can show them to you.
And Asher.
So we got four more. So that's seven, and four is 11. Go ahead.
And all the souls that came out of the loins of Jacob were 70 souls.
Mm-hmm.
For Joseph was in Egypt right already.
So Joseph made how many boys? 12. So we came from the 12 sons of Jacob. Let's see what's so significant about the name Israel. Especially in the book of Genesis. We're getting ready to wind it down. But we are commissioned to make this known to the generation that's on the upcome, right?
Hallelujah.
Because he said, I commanded you to teach the children. Ain't that right?
Hallelujah.
Especially the book of Genesis, Captain Irvin Israel. Genesis 32, speaking about 28 through 30. Genesis 32. 28 through 30. Let's see what's so significant about the name of Israel. Genesis 32. Speaking of it, about 28 through 30. Captain Irvin Israel, senior
writer. 32. Genesis chapter 32, verses 30.
Speaking of that, 28 through 30.
28 to 30. Okay, Genesis chapter 32.
Speaking of that, 24. 24 through 30.
Genesis chapter 32, verses 24 to 30.
Mm-hmm.
And it reads.
What did it read?
And Jacob was left alone.
You gotta write it down.
And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day.
So Jacob is our father, right?
Hallelujah.
Our father was named Jacob. And he wrestled with a man until the breaking of the day. Go ahead.
Verse 25.
Mm-hmm.
Genesis chapter 32, verse 25.
Yes, sir.
And when he saw that he prevailed not against him,
mm-hmm.
he touched the hollow of his thigh.
Good.
And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him.
And that's down in verse number 27.
Genesis chapter 32, verse 27.
Mm-hmm.
And he said unto him,
what did he say?
What is your name?
So the man like Jacob, what's your name? And what did he say?
And he said, Jacob.
He said, my name is Jacob. Go ahead.
Genesis chapter 32, verse 28.
Yes, sir.
And he said, your name shall be called no more Jacob.
But what?
But Israel.
Go ahead.
For as a prince hath you power with Yahweh and with men and hath prevailed.
So the name Israel means that you are a prince and a princess. And you got power with Yahweh and with men. Is that what it says?
Hallelujah, boy.
So where the name Israel, you should light up. You should be quick. Hey, my name is Israel. Quick on the draw with that.
Hallelujah, boy.
Get a second witness in Genesis 35, verse 9 and 10. Captain Irvin Israel will see you right. Genesis 35, verse 9 and verse 10.
Genesis 35, verse 9 and 10.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh appeared unto Israel again.
Good.
When he came out of Padan-Aram and blessed him.
Verse 10. Yes, sir.
And Yahweh said unto him, your name is Jacob.
Your name is Jacob. Go ahead.
Your name shall not be called any more Jacob.
Go ahead.
But Israel shall be your name. And Yahweh called his name Israel.
So Yahweh called our father Jacob's name Israel. Now let's see if we can get one more on the table to say this, people. Let's get one more on the table. Let's see who gave him by name the name Israel in the book of 2 Kings chapter 18. Let's see who gave him that name in 2 Kings. Where did that name come from? Now, our father's name was Jacob, right? but somebody gave him the name of Israel. Let's look at that one. 2 Kings 17, Sister Amy and Phoebe, verse 34. 2 Kings 17, verse 34. Who gave him that name? Let's see if we can pinpoint who put that name on our father. Israel. Israel means you're a prince or a princess. And you got power with Yahuwah and with man. That's what the name means. 2 Kings 17, 34. Who gave him that name?
2 Kings chapter
17,
verse 34.
Mm-hmm.
Until this day, they do after the former manner.
So he said, until this day, they do after their former manner. Go ahead.
They fear not Yahuwah.
They fear not the Most High Yahuwah. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Or after the ordinance.
Uh-huh. Or after the law, which is the Torah, the commandments, the children. I'll read it like you see it. It's going to explain itself, yeah? Pick it back up at the top. I got to hear it again from the top. I need to hear this in plain English. Read it like you mean it, man.
Unto this day, they do after the former manner.
Good.
They fear not Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm.
Neither do they after their statutes.
Good.
Or after their ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
Or after the law and the Torah instructions which Yahuwah commanded the children of Jacob.
Now, Jacob had how many children?
12.
This question is for the children. Let's see if they pay attention to that. How many children did Jacob have?
Twelve.
How many boys did he have? You got that?
Oh, he got that. He did.
What'd you say?
12.
So he had 12, all right. But Jacob had 12 boys, but what was Jacob's name? What was the name that Yahuwah called him? Hold on, sister. What was the name that Yahuwah called Jacob?
Israel.
Hold on, but
it's
for us. Look at your little. What did the Most High call Jacob?
Come on, brother. Israel.
Oh, man, you got all of you. Somebody else is so Yahuwah called Jacob's name Israel. Now, this is going to be the hardest question of them all. I want you to keep your mouth shut now.
Yeah, you.
Okay. This is for the other three here. The other three kids. Now, Yahuwah called Jacob name. Hold on, he called Jacob name Israel, right? So what's your name now?
Israel.
What's your name now?
Israel.
What's your name now?
Israel.
What's your name?
Israel.
Alright. Alright, and on that note.
Hallelujah.
You ready to close this one out? Get another portion of this thing. All right, I guess,
Any questions? Yeah.
They'll see you over there.
See ya. All right. Well, y'all was rolling, hey. All right, I really heard. What about that, Ayo? What's your heard, Ayo? Ayo,
Well, I got a head and a ear.
We not going
to
go.
I've got my face, like, right here. I don't even know. I'm just right here.
You ready, Ayo?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
We know we got to have a great testimony behind with you. But you heard tonight. We know you will have a great testimony in a few more minutes. I know you heard plenty, because I heard plenty.
It's going to happen right now. It's going to take me a minute.
It'll take you a minute, though?
Yeah, man.
Well, see, that's why you got that captain of son-in-law. He's going to be calling me every chance he gets and put it together and pass it on. You hear that, Captain Irvin?
Hallelujah, boy.
So you see what time it is, right, Captain? You see, they're hungry, too. They're hungry. Get your blessing, brother. Tell them to get your
blessing.
We got a whole lot out of what we just heard a minute ago. A whole lot. So now we found out one thing. I gotta get me one by Elder Father. I gotta get me one in Numbers chapter 6. I need to get me one or two in before we start setting it down.
Thank you,
for the sacrifice. Go to Numbers chapter 6 there, Elder.
Numbers chapter 6, pick up verse 22. Numbers 6, 22 down to verse 27. So it's very important.
Okay, Numbers, where are you at?
Numbers chapter 6.
We got to make sure we understand this thing. And all my grandbabies, pay attention on grandbabies. This is real good at this. Numbers chapter 6. Verse 22 down to verse 27. Let's see what it says, though.
22 to 27?
Yes, sir. Numbers chapter 6.
Numbers chapter 6.
22.
Verse 22 to 27.
Yes, sir.
Verse 22. And Yahuwah spoke to Moses.
Hey, so who's doing the talking, Elder?
Yahuwah.
Okay, good. Hey, go ahead.
Verse 23. Speaking to Aaron and to his son.
Oh, so Aaron and his son are going to take his responsibility.